Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to The Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Scott Cuddy, Sonny Roberto, well, it's the producer in heaven. I love them both. But today, Robert taking care of the business out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Well, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you got the devices, you got the iPhone, you got the tablet, you got all the fun stuff, well, guess what? It is literally all about you and all about radio on the go, as I said. Look, you know what the drill is. You got about 15 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, maybe if I'm lucky, a half hour going forward where we get you. And guess what? I'm committed to it. I'm committed to it because I want you to be listening to the show. It's a good show. It's worth listening to. But like I said, limited time, baby. You're getting the kids off to school, getting the spouse off to work, walking the dog, heading to the gym, you know, doing the morning business, whatever the circumstances are. Well, guess what? Here we are. And all you got to do is go to the sites. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, /talk. There we are. And that's a beautiful thing. Well, guess what? Not only there. All the terrestrial stations, Sirius Satellite, the whole nine. Yeah, you heard me. Most important thing, and it's been this way for us for a long time, the American Forces Radio Network. Look, these guys and girls, they protect our six each and every day. They go about it. They're running towards it while we run away from it. So if you're out there today, standing in line at the local coffee shop, I'm not going to give the free plug here, or at the supermarket or whatever the circumstances are, you're doing your business, well, do me a favor. You see somebody in uni, take the time to thank them, buy them a cup of coffee, buy their meal, whatever you can do, and then be on your way because they're running towards it while we run away from it. We're going to tap out to a commercial right now. When we come back, more fun and frivolity here.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, they
there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Every business has unique stats that lead them on a path to growth. Let Muse Platforms find yours with a free assessment to see how we can help you increase sales. Text STATS to 797979 for your free assessment today. MusePlatforms.com will build your digital marketing platform through insight, innovation, and impact. We provide a one-stop shop for Adobe Creative and Marketing Cloud solutions for businesses of all sizes. So text STATS to 797979 today. Let your stats lead you down a path to growth. Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black, sending Roberto out on the West Coast. Yep, pushing the right buttons all the time makes it happen. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And guess what? Yeah, there's always something going on in the world of sports, and that's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? Plenty of headlines, plenty of stuff happening. And, you know, you get tired about talking all the bad stuff. There's actually some okay stuff to talk about here. But, of course, we got to start with something off the field. And we're going to start with some NFL going forward, swing our way into the NBA, and then we'll see where it goes from there. But it starts out, New York Times is reporting that the NFL wants Jerry Jones to dig deep and dig often into his pocket and write largesse check. And you know what I'm talking about with a largesse check. L-A-R-G-E-S-S, not A-S-S, E-S-S, check, totaling around $2 million. And you know something? I'm not so sure I'd go for this one. And I'm not really a big Jerry fan, but Roger Goodell, with the backing of the other owners, for all the nonsense went on with the Ezekiel Elliott stuff and him wanting to block the renewal of Roger Goodell's contract, well, that didn't go over so well with some of the owners. And they want Jerry to pay a price. So what they're going to do is basically they said, you got the okay with us, Roger. Wink, wink. Take care of it. So they're going to fine Jerry Jones, or at least it looks that way according to the piece by the New York Times. Now, the largest fine in the history of the National Football League is twofold. You got hit with the $1 million fine with Deflategate back in 2015, and Eddie DeBartolo was involved in a gambling scandal, which anytime you say gambling in the league when it's not organized crime doing it, oh, wait, I shouldn't have said that out loud. They're not too happy when you're involved with that. And he got fined $1 million as well. Now, the league is supposedly going to announce this over the next couple of weeks. This looks like payback. Now, I'm sure Roger was not thrilled by the fact that Jerry was fighting him tooth and nail over the renewal of his contract. And they knew it was going to happen because all 32 owners, including Jerry, voted to authorize the compensation committee to move forward the negotiations on and back in the fall. But October 26th, after Zeke got suspended for the first time, all of a sudden Jerry changed his mind. And by November, everything was so contentious that Jerry threatened to sue the league. Well, owners don't like other owners suing other owners. Right? Yeah. Okay. So Jerry sent a letter. They wanted a league meeting, or he wanted a league meeting, to discuss the compensation extension. And, you know, everybody says Jerry wanted to talk the other owners out of doing a deal with Roger Goodell. That wasn't going to happen, and Jerry knew that. What Jerry wanted to do was just muck it up, which he did. Now, after the fact and after the deal was done, they cut a letter saying your conduct was detrimental to the league's best interest, which is their all-encompassing umbrella that if they decide to go after somebody, suspend somebody, no matter what the circumstances are, where it doesn't involve, because they have special rules now for domestic abuse and or drug abuse. So in other words, if you're Ray Caruth and you murder somebody, they could suspend you right away before they put you in prison. Or Deflategate, or Eddie DeBartolo and his deal, you know, because that all fell under that big time umbrella. So evidently, Jerry's going to get smacked. Now, Jerry's a billionaire. So, you know, but if somebody's taking $2 million out of your pocket, that hurts a little bit. That's your tipping money. You know, you're going down in a house of pancakes. You're leaving a nice gratuity. You're going to have, you know, maybe throw some change out there or whatever. Now, supposedly, it all peaked on August 9th when Roger called Jerry to tell him that Zeke would be suspended for 6 games. And Jerry was either a couple of scotches in or was just knee-jerk reacting, which happens sometimes. And he said, I'm going to come after you with everything I have. And he mentioned Deflategate. And he said, if you think Bob Kraft came after your heart, Bob Kraft is a pussy compared to what I'm going to do. Well, okay. Now, they said the big reason. Now, and this is where I would have second thoughts if I'm the league, okay? The reason why they're doing this basically is bucks and to put Jerry in his place. But there's a number of ways that Jerry can get put in his place because the NFL and the owners are all big about committees. There's the competition committee and the rules committee and this committee and that committee, and they form another committee to form a committee to investigate the committee who did the committees. Okay? What it all means is it's a bunch of bull, and they all get together and count their money and say, okay, how can we mess up the game even further than we've already messed it up by blowing off things like concussions and CTE and all the stuff that goes on off the field that they've not been dealing with for the last few years. But they form committees and they talk about it. And it's a tax write-off on their regular businesses. Not in the NFL, because the NFL is tax-exempt. So, you know, when you're talking about that kind of stuff, what they do is, you know, they'll take their ball and they'll go home. So what they'll say to Jerry is, you can't play with this committee. You want to be on the rules committee? Nah, sorry, Jerry. We filled that one. We got a new owner out in L.A. He doesn't make waves. But we'll put him on this committee. He needs the experience. What we will put you on is the, should cheerleaders wear the same home colors as the team, or should they be allowed to freelance committee? That's a good committee we'll put you on. You know, Jerry, and the perception is he's the most powerful owner in the league. Well, that's not correct. Okay? There's a couple of the old guard left through the older families that still have way more sway. I don't want to say way more sway, but they have more sway than Jerry. And it includes the Mara and the Tishes up in New York. It includes Bob Kraft, because of the dynasty that Jerry always wanted. The Hunt family out in Kansas City is still heavy hitters. Pat Bowles is still a big heavy hitter, and Jerry's in the mix. He's, you know, he's been around a long time now. He's the most vocal. And the Rooneys, I can't forget the Rooneys in Pittsburgh. Now, he's the most vocal owner. He's out in front more than anybody. The only one that's ever really close is Robert Kraft, but that's because they win all the time. Now, Jerry likes to think he's the cock of the walk. But they'll smack him down every once in a while and remind him that he's a good old boy from Arkansas who sold a lot of cars, made wise investments, and bought the Cowboys at the exact right moment. So there's ways to punish him rather than publicly humiliating him and making him write a big check. But that seems to be the direction that the league wants to go on at the behoovement of the owners. Evidently, they're all in unison with this, and they're saying, Roger, fine him big time and make him pay out of his wallet because that's the thing he will not accept the most. So we'll see. I want to continue this on the other side, and I'm going to tell you why it's a really bad idea right after this short timeout. I'm Bob Black. This is a Spano and Black Attack. I suggest you don't go anywhere because I'm going to hunt you down and find you. I will. Honest.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, you're back with the Attack. I'm Black. You're not. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 888-758-7529. At Bob Black 71, if Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you, we know it is. Look, I'm talking Cowboys here, and I'm talking Jerry Jones, two of my least favorite subjects on the planet. But here's the deal. And for those of you who haven't been aware, the NFL is probably going to fine him a couple of million dollars. And if that ends up being the case, Jerry's going to end up writing a big check. And he really has no recourse. Unfortunately for the league, it's a bad thing. It just is a bad thing in many ways. First of all, Jerry is powerful. I mean, in the pantheon of ownership in the National Football League, there are others who are more powerful than he is. They operate more behind the scenes. They have more sway because their family's been in the business, you know, for 75 years now or whatever it's been. And there's a lot to be said for that. The Rooney family's always operated that way. The Maras and the Tishes have always operated that way. Hunt, as I talked about, Pat Bowlen has always been a behind the scenes kind of guy. Jerry's up front. You know, he likes to go on the field. He likes to have his face in the spotlight. He does a radio spot every week. There's no owner in football that does a radio spot. You know, only owner. Patrols the sidelines with his coaches. Shows up in camp all the time. He's always sitting there ready to be interviewed. That's fine. That's Jerry's personality. You know, I mean, it doesn't work for me. But that's basically just because I'm a Giant fan and I hate the Cowboys anyway. But you know something? That's what Jerry wants to do. Honest to God, I have no problem with it. I really don't. I really don't. But when you look at the overall picture and you say to yourself, should we do this in public? Should we air our laundry out in public? Well, you know what the answer is. The answer is no. They have had enough off the field crap in these last couple of years to choke a horse. And there's absolutely no reason to do this publicly. Now, if they want to do it, I get it. Fine them, whatever the circumstances are. But now, with the Times report, if this ends up going public and it ends up being the truth, well, then first of all, Goodell has a mortal enemy for life. Jerry's in front of the camera a hell of a lot more than Roger is. And for a league that has had nothing but trouble over the last few years, way more off-the-field stuff than anything that's been talked about on the field. Declining ratings, declining revenue, declining participation. You've lost the mommies who don't want their little boys to play anymore. And it's really going to be a tough get back. So airing your laundry out in public is not necessarily the bad idea. A good idea. Now, I completely understand why owners want payback. Most of them don't like Jerry. He's a hick, you know, in their minds. He earned his money the old-fashioned way. He didn't inherit it. He worked for it. So that rubs them the wrong way. And that's where I actually will defend Jerry. However, he also puts his foot in his mouth multiple times. You know, he's not necessarily the best image for the league, but he is probably the, I got to say, he's really, other than Tom Brady and a couple of stars, Aaron Rodgers, you know, the usual suspects, he's probably the best known name in football, which he's very happy about. That stokes his ego, and he's got a lot of it, and that's fine. No joke, that's fine. But it doesn't make for good publicity. And considering what they went through last year with Colin Kaepernick and with all the national anthem stuff and the, you know, concussion continues to go on and wife beating and everything else, they might want to give a second look at this. No joke. Give a second look at this. before you start throwing it out in public. And you know something? If they can come to an agreement, a gentleman's agreement behind closed doors, and this is where, quite frankly, if I was Roger, I would be the bigger man and say, hey, look, Jerry, I don't want to do this. All right? But let's do something publicly. You know, cut a check for $1 million to charity so I don't have to do this publicly and humiliate you, because that's not what I want to do. And do a little kumbaya. And maybe, just maybe, they'll get off this next season on a good foot. I'm not quoting James Brown here. And I'm not joking about this. You know, there's just too much crap off the field that's going on. I mean, you think about what I do on this show every single day. I almost always now start with something off the field as opposed to something on the field, on the court, on the diamond, wherever. It's rare that I get to do the other. Rare. And that ain't no joke. Sad, but true. Now, you know, I don't run the league. If I were king, that's the way I'd do it. But if they're going to make them cut a big check, it's going to be a storyline in the league for a week. And not in a good way. And that's, oh, by the way, during the time that the combine's going on and, you know, in between that and free agency and the draft and all the other stuff that lets the league kind of build momentum towards camp and then the regular season, they'll be talking about Jerry Jones writing a $2 million check or whatever it ends up being. You know, the shoot yourself in the foot thing with this league is just out of control. They don't know how to do it. They honestly don't. It's scarily stupid. What are you going to do? It's what they do. Can't get out of their own way. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. And something that flew below the radar is very quietly, Jacksonville and Blake Bortles are still going out. Valentine's Day has passed. Roses and chocolate were exchanged. And Blake Bortles got himself a contract. Now, everybody's wondering why he got a contract. But in the mercenary world of the NFL, this deal that they cut actually makes sense. And they're all talking about it as being a, you know, well, he actually showed some progress under the new coaching staff. And no, he didn't. He was still average. He had a moment here and there, but no. But there's a couple things going on here. First of all, they don't have another quarterback on the roster. Chad Henne's a free agent. Second of all, they ain't going to invest a first-round pick in a quarterback. They have other needs that they're going to have to deal with. Third, Blake Bortles got hurt, so they couldn't cut him. It would have been a grievance with the union. He was already set to make $19 million this year on his 50-year option, which they picked up. Now, had they tried to cut him, like I said, there would have been a grievance. So they were stuck with him anyway. Now, they could have cut him, and they take $19 million against the cap. Okay. By the 3-year $54 million that they did, they're kind of rewarding him a little bit. He's got 26.5 guaranteed. But the deal offsets whatever they're going to make, whatever he was going to make in 2019. So essentially, if they do decide to cut him after this next year, he's owed about $6.5 million. At which point, if for some reason they go in that direction and they say to themselves, well, you know, okay, this is what we want to do and this is how we're going to go about doing it. Well, guess what? They're not going to take that big of a cap hit, which is ultimately what it comes down to. So you're looking at a situation where They're kind of rewarding him. They're giving him a little more upfront whip out. 6.5 basically is what it comes down to. They're going to keep him for the year, and then they don't take the cap hit on the back end. So, with that being said, you know, with the surgery and everything else, it's basically a guaranteed risk. You know, he's 25 years old. Maybe he does figure it out. And if he turns around next year and he has a kick-butt season, well, then all of a sudden, they're like, well, we got a bargain here. Now, they made the playoffs. They got to do better. They could do it through free agency. Maybe. They could make a run at Kirk Cousins. That's the kind of money that he's asking for. You know? And maybe we'll find that out. But, yeah, we'll see. I'm going to explore a little more on the other side because there is stuff to talk about here. But, you know, Blake gets a little bit of security, and he should get that. But Jacksonville is still hedging their bets. Let's tap out right there. I'm Bob Black. This is The Sports Attack, The Sports Attack, the only one on this network. And we'll be back right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Every home repair or improvement project should start with a pro you know you can trust. That's why for over 15 years, homeowners have trusted HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use HomeAdvisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
HomeAdvisor is a totally free service that instantly connects you with top-rated pros who have passed criminal and financial background checks.
Knowing that they have had the background checks and that they're vetted absolutely gives me a sense of security.
Plus, HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide helps you get a fair price by showing you the cost of similar jobs in your area.
HomeAdvisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. Black here. You there? 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And if you're on Twitter, at BobBlack71 at Sports Byline USA. We're talking about Jacksonville, Blake Bortles. Coughlin's running that organization, and this kind of deal has his fingerprints all over it. This is exactly what he's looking at. You made progress. You're young. Blake Bortles is only 25 years old. He was playing with a bad wrist, which evidently that was going on all year, and that was something that kept quiet in the Tom Brady / New England Patriot mode. However, you know, you're looking at Coughlin hedging his bets, which I completely get it. He has to be sure that this guy is his guy that's going to take him to a championship. Because, particularly after last year, they got their game together with Fournette. They got Robinson as a free agent. He's probably going to have to get paid. They've got to take advantage of the weapons. Mercedes Lewis is getting older. The offensive line needs work, and the defense is one of the best, if not the best, in the National Football League. So it's kind of there. Now they just got to fit the puzzle together. If it turns out that Bortles is the answer and he gets them to the Super Bowl, well, God bless. You know, now they're talking, and I'm reading a CBS article that his play elevated. Well, his play elevated in November, and his play declined again in the month of December. Okay? Now, here's some stat lines for you. He finished 24th in the league in completion percentage at 60.2%. 11th in yards. Okay, middle of the pack. Yards per attempt, 17th at 7.5. 21 touchdowns with 16. Touchdown percentage, 20th, 4.0. Interceptions. He tied for 7th with 13. So it wasn't even a 2-to-1 ratio. He was 21 and 13. Interception percentage, 19th. So 18 quarterbacks had better rates than him. Quarterback rating, he was 20th. He had 7 giveaways. So combination of interception and fumble. And he passes of 25 yards or more, he was 17th. That's mediocre. You know, that's Ryan Tannehill numbers. Now, could it still happen? Yeah, I guess. But they're giving him that other year. And I guess they're looking at it from the perspective of, hey, we know we're good. We can overcome anything that this quarterback does and still make it to the playoffs. A little bit risky. It's a very tough division. But they're going to roll the dice on it. Now, this is not the same as what happened with Houston and Brock Osweiler, because he just flat out couldn't play. The Bears signed Mike Glennon. To me, stupidly drafted Mitchell Trubisky, who I think can play in the league, but I don't know the guy's going to ever be great. I felt Glennon deserved a chance. He showed at Tampa Bay that he probably can be a starting quarterback in this league, and maybe he evolves into something special. But they never gave him the opportunity. Plus, the other aspect of it, you can't compare the talent levels on the Bears and Jacksonville. You just can't do it. It ain't even close. All right? So they're going to roll the dice, and maybe he picks up his game a little bit this year, and all of a sudden he becomes a very good quarterback. I won't say elite, because I don't think that's ever going to happen. But maybe he becomes a very good quarterback. And if he does become a very good quarterback, they're going to the Super Bowl. Barring catastrophic injury, and all the other crap that goes along with it. But if not, they're going to find something in free agency and or, you know, something that can push them. Or draft a guy in a second round or a third round, whatever the circumstances are, and try to get better. Where it goes from there remains to be seen. But it's not a bad deal. And like I said, ultimately, they're hedging their bet for 1 year. Because he got a little more upfront whip out, but they could still cut him and they take less of a cap hit. Because if they cut him with the on the 50-year option, it's almost a $20 million cap hit. They cut him after next year, it's $6.5 million, and they found out about their quarterback one way or the other. It's pretty good risk and reward for the organization. So, we'll see. I'm very hard-pressed to think he's ever going to evolve, but that's just me. Vonta Davis signs with the Bills. You know. Buffalo Bills. Bills Mafia. Now, pretty good move for the Bills. Because they got a... The only reason why he can go sign a contract before actual free agent starts on March 14th is because he got released from the Colts. So, they had a little falling out of the ways between the two of them. He's a talented dude. I don't know what the hell happened in Indianapolis. I mean, he's voted to the Pro Bowl twice. Rated as the second best quarterback in the league in 2014. Yeah, he's 29 years old. He should have mileage left. But we'll find out. Pretty good pickup for Buffalo all the way around. Cuts around the league. Bears cut a couple of starters, which that's no loss. Pennell McPhee, Quentin Demps finally gave up on him. Demps, he broke his arm back in '03, and he had a fairly good contract. I mean, it was pretty user-friendly. 3 year, $13.5 mil. He gets $5 million going out the door, and the Bears pick up $3 million in cap space. I mean, I don't know. He is 32, though, so I get it. And Eddie Jackson and Adrian Amos are young. I can understand that. Fidel McPhee, he wasn't in their long-term plans. They're trying to clear space there. It's one of the issues they have, unfortunately, in Chicago, is that they don't have a whole hell of a lot of cap space. Panthers got $6 million. Kirk Coleman out, Charles Johnson out. As I said a few years ago when Johnson went for the big one, stupidly, because he had a chance for an extension, and this is why I like Gettleman as the new GM of the Giants, is that he went for broke, and that's exactly what he is, broke. I don't mean it literally, but he didn't find any takers, played for minimum, played for show-me contracts, and now he's been shown the door because he's in his 30s and he doesn't have a whole hell of a lot left. And they got to reboot that space. No joke. Coleman just hit the magic number too, 30 years old. 2 years left on the deal that caught him. I mean, he's pretty solid. I mean, he'll get something. But Johnson, he could be done. And the reason being, I mean, the guy's 8.5 sacks back in 2014. He was like, all right, pay me. Nah, not so much. And he had the PEDs last year. But he's only had 5 sacks in the last 3 seasons. Sorry, Joey, you were wrong about that one. But they got to make some money, too, and I don't blame them. This one I found interesting. And I don't know. Josh McDaniels, I don't want to use the P word, but he ain't going to Indianapolis. Now, according to Ian Rappaport, this is the standard plan for the Patriots. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say. But, no. No, he's just not going to Indianapolis because they'd meet his plane with torches. You know, and take it a little too seriously. But hey, look, they got Frank Reich. I think they're going to be very happy with Frank Reich. So, you know, trust me when I tell you, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. The mocks are starting to come out. Personally, I'm looking at this, and like I said, unless Cleveland decides to get cute, I think they're grabbing their quarterback. I think it's going to be probably Rosen. Rosen said he doesn't necessarily want to play there, but he'll come around. And that's just on the assumption, too, that they don't overspend for Kirk Cousins. I don't get the fascination with Kirk Cousins, but that's just me. But as it comes down, ain't no way Baker Mayfield's going number one. That's not happening. And then they have the Giants drafting number two. The only way I can see the Giants not landing Saquon Barkley, because they're not drafting a quarterback there. They're just not. I'd be very surprised. Hey, look, I'm wrong just like anybody else, but I would be very surprised. But the rest of the league is starting to catch up what I've been thinking and some of the people that I've been talking to. And that's the fact that if Cleveland goes after Barkley and grabs him with the first pick instead of with the fourth pick, or what they anticipate could be a fourth pick, Giants trade out and they do it with Buffalo. And I think that absolutely will happen if they can't land Saquon Barkley. If they do, then it's a different story. Then Indianapolis gets to play deal or play all with their number three pick. But I'm telling you, it when you look at needs for each team, in fact, Eli's not washed up. There's a bunch of other teams that need quarterbacks that have multiple draft picks that are willing to move. Arizona's one of them as well. But Buffalo has the two first-round picks this year. Well, they can make it happen. We're going to make it happen to a commercial right now. When we come back, we'll wrap up this hour of the attack. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Please don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you. When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. Black, you. A little basketball going out the door in this hour. New Orleans 125, Phoenix 116. Anthony Davis dropping down a boatload of points, 53 to be precise, 18 boards, 3 assists. Interesting. And the only reason why I'm picking on this game, because Devin Booker also scored 40. And that kid's a stud. Here's the deal. I could end up being wrong about New Orleans. They're playing good ball. Jrue Holiday's playing good. Okafor's playing solid. Rajon still dishes. The deal they made with the Bulls, Mirotic is playing really, really good. It's a weird team with a bad coach. Okay? However, Anthony Davis has taken it upon himself to go whole hog. And I got to tell you, I'm impressed. I am truly impressed. They are in it right now. They are still holding on to their playoff spot. It's the West. It's going to be tough. But they've moved up to the sixth hole very quietly. They moved in front of Oklahoma City. Now, if you would have told me that they were going to do that, I would have said, no way, Jose. All right? It's going to be a dogfight, 6-8, with 5 teams involved. Because the Clippers are hanging around, too. Nobody's a lock. New Orleans, Oklahoma City, Denver, the Clippers, and Utah. If you would have told me, I would have said, maybe not New Orleans, but they're proving me wrong. Let's tap out on this hour. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for the news.